Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship radio station in Tampa, Florida. By the way, great radio stations along across the country are carrying us, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so very, very much for the great job that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Yep, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
They're in a good mood for one reason, but they're in a bad mood for another. Okay, thanks, guys. The Bucks put it on the Miami Dolphins today, 45-21. And ironically, I made a crack to the guys that have the Sunday sports show here at my flagship station, Sports Home. I said to them, I said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. What's the most points that Tampa scored so far? They said, oh, 41 or something like that. I said, okay, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't score more than that today, number one. And if Miami has a hard time scoring two touchdowns, number two. And I'll be doggone, 45-14.
Wow.
And then our little buddy, it was her 45th birthday, you know who I'm talking about, and she says in her post on Facebook, they scored 45 points on my 45th birthday. So happy birthday to our friend Elizabeth. Well, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many more. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, over the weekend, Donald Trump took a little trip over to Iowa, Des Moines, to be exact, the Iowa State Fairgrounds, which I've been at. And they're not all that big, but they're big enough. But I'll tell you what, he packed them in. He packed them in, and he just tore right into the Biden administration and the Taliban and our economy, just like as if it was putting butter on toast.
Well, of course, he's got a lot of material to work with at this point, Captain, as we've seen really the train wreck that is the Joe Biden administration, not just in terms of capabilities, but in terms of results and policy, all these different things that are coming together. So President Trump, of course, in many of the things that he even predicted back during the campaign, being vindicated about.
That's right. Now, for example, the Biden administration has proposed $10 billion in aid to the Taliban should only be made on a condition that it returns all of the military equipment left behind in Afghanistan. He went on to say, we want our hostages back, and then we want our equipment back, and then we can start talking about money. Now, the Democrats want, get this, $6 billion in new federal funding to teach critical race theory, which Donald Trump ended in our schools at the same time that Biden is unleashing the FBI and parents who stand up and object at school board meetings. The parents now have become the enemy.
Yeah, this is really a very dark sort of turn of events in our nation, Captain, because if you can't go to the school board and be critical and say, and just even ask the question, what are you teaching our children? Now you could have the Department of Justice looking at you as a possible domestic terrorist. You know, what country are we living in now?
Well, this is the shocker that I want everyone to put in the back of their mind and keep it there for 2022. Democratic leadership under Joe Biden and a radical left have brought our nation to the brink of ruin, the brink of ruin from where we were just 10 short months ago.
Yes, well, that's exactly right. See, this is what I'm talking about with Donald Trump, and he has a lot to comment about. You know, because, Captain, just briefly, typically former presidents don't come out and talk a lot. They don't talk about policy or whatever their successor is doing, no matter if they're a two-termer or a one-termer. It's just not done traditionally. But Donald Trump, and we live in a very, very different kind of time period now. We're seeing these things happen, and he's going to talk about it.
Well, that's true. And we also heard yesterday that Donald Trump may, in fact, have his first major challenger. And who might that be, Kyle?
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Now, Mike Pompeo, I think, is doing this for a couple of reasons. Number one, I believe that he thinks that he could be president, and I don't see why he couldn't be. If Donald Trump doesn't run, he would be one of the perfect candidates to be in there with all of his world experience and his military experience and his experience as CIA director besides Secretary of State. But he certainly would make a formidable, formidable vice presidential candidate that nobody could compete with.
Well, I think you're right. His experience is impeccable. It's just unquestioned, basically, in terms of what his capabilities are. Whether or not former President Trump runs again, we don't know. He certainly had an interesting thing where he talked about the slogan could be "Make America Great Again, Again." So he's definitely
worse for me.
Exactly. But we will see. And if President Trump does not run, then Pompeo would be a very formidable candidate.
Right. And that would leave DeSantis free to run as vice president, and then he can work his way up the ladder. I could see quite a quadrant here, because the Republicans are going to come back, and they're just going to just take control and turn this ship around, which has to be done. Has to be done, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will take it away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor, folks? Well, how about 6+ years? The truth is, I know that there's millions of people out there. In fact, some say over 100 million people that struggle every day with some kind of pain. Now, maybe it's from exercise or just getting older, an injury they've had, or something. But that's why when I started to take Relief Factor and this stuff started to work for me, and it worked for me, and it was working for a lot of other people too, that I decided to become an endorser of the product because I believe in it. And these guys, ladies and gentlemen, are on a mission. And you're rarely seeing this kind of focus or commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll probably do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, rheumatism, arthritis, even general muscle aches or pain, then I'm suggesting you order the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's still discounted only $19.95. That's about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain, too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Now, you can go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, order that 3-week quick start. After all, folks, all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, going back to where we were at here, you have a strange situation in California where some sort of deal with children's toys was passed
over there, signed into law or something like that over the weekend for LGBTQ folks. Do you know what that is? Are you familiar with that?
Well, what this is going to be, it's a law that's been signed into law by Governor Newsom, which mandates that retailers that have over 500 employees, that's going to be most of these major retailers, obviously, that when they set up their children's toy sections, they cannot delineate them by boys or girls. They must be all completely gender neutral in terms of their display or the signage, from what we understand. So, Target, already began doing that back, I think, around 2015 or so. But this is going to be interesting because now it will be an actual mandate from the state government to display toys in this manner. Yep, that's right. That's what's happening in California.
Mm. Well, that's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever heard of that anywhere.
No. In fact, and another one that's going into effect is they want to get rid of all gas-powered lawnmowers by the year 2024, which will have a major impact, by the way, especially in the professional landscaping industry, if they have to eventually convert everything to being an electric, some kind of electric device where they're doing their landscaping. So that's going to create an interesting problem for infrastructure of charging up all the batteries and making sure they have enough to go throughout the day. I'm talking like big landscaping companies that do, you know, major accounts and so forth. There's going to be major cost increases for sure.
Now, this next story I'm going to talk about, you and I have talked about several times, Frank Silvato and I, Ron Edwards and myself, Wayne Allen Root and myself. I've given several speeches around the area in the last 2-3 months in front of conservative crowds, groups, patriotic groups, Tea Party groups, community patriot groups. And I've told all of them my opinion that President Joe Biden is simply not the one in charge in the White House. Fair to assume?
Yeah, well, it's looking more and more like that, yeah.
He should probably be wearing a sign around his neck that says, "Hi, I'm Joe. I'm your president. If I get lost and I can't get back, call 1-800-WHITE-HOUSE."
Right, or give me ice cream.
But all you got to do is check out his press conferences. As soon as his mind starts to wander, or the press asks him any question more difficult than "What's your favorite ice cream?" Boom, they cut the mic off.
Well, right. Well, they are very, very afraid of what exactly he's going to say next. They have a very, very tightly controlled script. They have a very, very tightly controlled environment that they've created over in the OEOB, the old executive office building. And I think they are very, very conscious of how the president is displayed or portrayed to the American people, because they know once, you know, he gets a cup of coffee in his hand and walks out and talks to the reporters from the helicopter, they know it could go south real fast.
Well, to continue, if you find that guy or that group, because they're clearly behind more powerful than the president of the United States, that guy or group is actually running the country. Because Joe just doesn't know what he's saying. He just does what he's told to do. He's a puppet. Now, the real question is, who's a ventriloquist? Now, I've got an idea on this, and I'll say it again. You ready?
Yep.
I clearly think this is a communist takeover of the United States. Now, who's carrying it out? Remember the person that said, "We are about to engage in the fundamental transfer of America, transformation of America." Remember who said that?
Yeah, it was Obama, yeah.
Okay. So I believe Obama's involved in this to the extent that he's probably pushing some buttons to finish the job he started. That is the destruction of America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and the great American middle class, all things that he was trying to do that we continue to point out. But make no mistake about it, Kyle, Obama isn't the boss either. Enter into the mix George Soros, who's giving billions of dollars on the side, and he's got plenty of it to give, to all the takers that he can give money to and peddle influence. And Obama is answering his marching orders. Now, in the end, we all know that money talks, right?
Sure.
And Soros has all the money in the world, along with a burning passion to destroy America. And I believe that Obama takes his orders from Soros, but it doesn't end there. You ready?
Yep.
China and the Chinese Communist Party has got their hooks into so many politicians here in the United States with this offshore bank account secret money that nobody can find out where it's coming from. I'm telling you right now, we know that China owns Biden and his family, right?
Yep.
We know that China owns virtually the entire leadership of the Democratic Party, right?
Right.
And we know they probably own a few Republicans, too.
Well, when you know, it is certainly a fair assumption at this point.
So if you sit back and watch what's going on, and you paid any attention at all, you can see that China is at the top of the list. The money's coming from Soros. China has also given money. And by the way, where did they get their money from?
Where's that?
A lot of it came from Soros. He's been giving money to the Chinese.
Well, again, that's because you're looking at people that are looking at changing not only the United States, but changing the globe.
China wants to be number one. And you'd have to be blind, deaf, or really dumb to not see that. Because everything that's happened in the first 10 months of Biden in office just happens to be everything that's been done to weaken and divide America while benefiting who, Kyle?
Well, of course, by benefiting China.
You betcha. So, open borders, Biden inviting millions of poverty-stricken, diseased refugees into our country, COVID-19 lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, massive inflation, the highest energy prices in years. By the way, gasoline today went up to $3.31 a gallon.
Wow. Well, you know, Captain, one of the things about the
average price, I might add.
Yeah. Well, one of the things about the Communist Party, Communist Chinese mindset is that they truly believe that they are supposed to be running the rest of the world. This is a very fundamental thing that I think we need to understand, that they truly believe that they should be in charge. So by hook or by crook, I think that they want to get there. And so, again, all these different things that you're enumerating, that's very, very important.
Well, we're being hit from 1,000 different directions, and it's all about weakening and destroying America while giving advantage to the Chinese and the Communist Chinese Party. And, oh, by the way, did anybody other than me forget about the Cloward Piven strategy? Oh, gee, rules for radicals? Case closed. Case closed. Think about it, but don't think about it too hard because your country needs you. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says all the talk about raising the debt ceiling, it's just what she calls
a housekeeping chore.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Yellen says since 1960, Congress has raised or suspended the debt ceiling more than 80 times. So she says when it becomes an issue every time,
we should be debating the government's fiscal policy.
No significant damage reported after a magnitude 6.0 7.2 earthquake strikes off the southern tip of Hawaii's Big Island just before noon local time on Sunday. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of utility customers in Northern California could lose power starting Monday because of expected high winds that raise the risk of fire danger, a weather system expected to stick around through Tuesday, adding those gusty winds to the already dry conditions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. You know, folks, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. You know, I can sit here and tell you all about the Giza cotton pillowcases, the MyPillow pillows being the lowest price and since the existence of the company. I could tell you all about the sheets and the towels and the slippers and the sleepwear and the loungewear. And I could continue to tell you about the MyPillow dog beds, the body pillow, the utility cushion, the bathrobes, and all that good stuff. Oh, by the way, including the waffle blanket, the throw blankets, the weighted blanket, the down comforter. Now, there's one that I just ordered, the down comforter. But all you got to do, is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and you'll see all of that there. Now, there'll be a bunch of stuff on the homepage. You'll see it. You'll see the price, and it'll say, with promo code, there's the price, okay? The promo code you need to know is CAPTAIN, period. CAPTAIN. That's it. Very simple. And that'll get you the lowest possible price on all those products and more. Now, they have a section on the homepage called Radio Listener Specials. It's a block link. You click on it, and you go to a page where there's at least two dozen items, some of which, other than what I just told you about, are there at ridiculously low prices. Again, you need the promo code. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them and place an order via the telephone and talk to a live person and be able to answer some of your questions, too, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the website, MyPillow.com. The promo code is always CAPTAIN. The phone number, 800-641-5459. go over there, check it out. Maybe you want to start buying some stuff early for Christmas because, again, I'm not sure what Christmas is going to bring, and we're going to be talking about that here in the next hour about something that our great governor has done to try to help people with their Christmases, and we'll see whether or not the people that he's offered it to are smart enough to take care of it. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Have you been in contact with any pilots today that have been sick?
No, I have not. I haven't heard from any pilots, but we understand that some pilots might not have been feeling well, quote-unquote.
1,000 Southwest airline flights were canceled yesterday, Sunday. There's a whole bunch of flights canceled so far this morning. Saturday, when this thing started, there was a bunch of flights, several hundred. But not only is Southwest pilots or Southwest pilots calling in, some American Airlines pilots are calling in, and a few air controllers called in sick. So what we've got is we've got a huge mess with thousands of flights being canceled across the country. It's created backups all over the place. This thing started in Jacksonville, Florida, where they were talking about bad weather. And by the way, there wasn't a cloud in the sky in Jacksonville, and it was 90 degrees.
Well, right, and of course, what they're denying is sick outs may be just that, and it may be completely related to vaccine mandates.
That's what it is.
And so forth. So all these canceled flights, Captain. I heard one news story with a traveler. They had to spend about $1,000 more to try to reroute to be able to get home in the time that they needed to be home because they weren't able to be rebooked on any other flights, that kind of thing. So it's causing a lot more cost. It's causing a lot more headaches for customers. They're hoping, one would think, that that's going to filter up to the top brass at Southwest.
Well, I'll tell you something. There's at least 25 flights a day out of Tampa, maybe 35, Southwest.
Right.
In and out of my travels, walking in inside and outside and walking around the building, which is something I do, you know, just to keep, having pain because when I sit for a long time, it starts to hurt. So I do a lot of walking and moving around. Normally, I see Southwest planes taking off and landing on a regular basis. I never saw a single plane after the football game today, Southwest plane, take off or land through the evening hours until I walked back inside about midnight.
Wow. Well, that's significant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not
and,
one.
Right. Well, they've canceled approximately a third of their regular flights. So this is going to have a real cascade effect along all the different flight schedules, people trying to reroute, people stuck in airports. It's not pretty.
Yeah, and I don't envy anyone that's sitting out there listening to us at the airport tonight because we got an airport right over here less than a mile away from me, and I'll guarantee you there's people in that airport that are listening to me right now going, yeah, you're right, and I'm just sorry to say that it looks like it's going to continue, but they probably already knew that.
Well, sure, and obviously, again, this is if this has okay. to do with the mandates, then this could go on for quite a while.
Okay, now, a lot of people have just tore right into Mitch McConnell and said that he sold out and he's been a rhino and he gave the Democrats everything they wanted and all that sort of stuff, correct?
Right.
Well, what if I told you that while it was easy to make that claim, there's no real downside to what he did because guess what? The big thing that he was trying to protect was the...
Well, it was the infrastructure or not passing that? Basically.
No, I was waiting for you to tell me it was the filibuster.
Okay.
Because they were going to get rid of the filibuster. And he negotiated saving the filibuster because they need to have that, at least for now, because the Democrats are going to come right back and try to do some other stuff. And without that filibuster, they wouldn't have been able to do it. They just would have gotten rolled over. So consequently, even though it doesn't look like as if he did anything that was that great, that is the one thing he did, because we'll never really know for sure, but there are other options to consider before jumping to the easy conclusion that he just gave in, and this, that, and the other. The most obvious possible alternative, and frankly the most likely, is what McConnell did, was to save the filibuster, at least for now, while the Democrats desperately wanted to get rid of it.
Well, you know, part of this, too, is to giving them enough rope in order to show the American people exactly what they're up to. And it, I think, is working.
And if the Democrats had gotten rid of the filibuster, there would have been a rat's chance in hell of the Republicans ever saying much of anything to contest a bill in the Senate, period.
Well, sure. Again, you know, I think that, you know, the Democrats are trying to run amok. And they're just, they truly believe.
They're running in the muck.
Well, yes, but they truly believe that somehow, some way, this is what the people really want.
Yeah.
It's not what the people really want. It's what they want to impose on the people.
Yep. And I realize there's a lot of Monday morning quarterback that goes on when it comes to politics, and quarterbacks, you know, are doing what they're doing. Everybody's got an opinion, this, that, and the other. Certain people have access to grind, et cetera, et cetera. But just take a look at that one amazing little fact. What would have happened if the Democrats had gotten rid of the filibuster? Think about that. What would have happened?
Well, they really would run amok at that point.
There would be no way to stop them.
Well, the idea of the filibuster, though, is actually to protect the minority party. And heretofore, that minority party would be, sometimes be the Democrats and sometimes be the Republicans.
Well,
they're trying to create a world where there's only the majority of Democrat Party elite.
Well, Joe Biden, in the meantime, has done it again. He's always suffered from his problem with being wrong and knowing it. That's why he lies so much about himself. It's why he lied about his background and had to drop out of his first run for the presidency in 1988. It's why even to this day, he's always busy creating stories out of the whole cloth about his achievements to make himself seem even smarter or more heroic than he actually is. It's why he's insisting he's right all the time, even when he's demonstrably wrong, as in the case of Afghanistan. Because to admit he's wrong would go to that severely insecure place that he's never seemed able to conquer, and that is the overall job description that he's got and his performance, which is at an all-time level, low level right now. Now, unfortunately, at the base of it all, he's still that guy who's been wrong about foreign policy for the last four decades. And as Barack Obama, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, said, he's the guy everybody made fun of until he had to be the Democratic standard bearer in 2020 for the Democrats to grab back power. Now, Politico described Biden in 2009 after he made comments that the administration got in trouble over the swine flu virus. He said, these sorts of comments are what the Obama administration fears from Biden, who after more than three decades in Washington is still known as making gaffes and lying when he opens his mouth.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. If you're out west headed to the mountains, guys and gals, snow, snow, snow. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, and I'll tell you what, we're going to get started right away here because you got some great music to play here, great song. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. We got lots of weather out in the Rockies tonight, out west towards the Sierra Nevadas, and we got to get to that. But first, get ready to tap your toes. You're going to enjoy this one. Haven't heard this in a while.
One very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big tall field of Mexican grass. Ooh yeah, I lay there in the sun, felt it caressing my face, the sight of a sleep. And dream. or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, hold on! I know I'm laying in a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. And then I heard her say,
alrighty, that's Eric Burdon, and War back in 1970. That song's called Spill the Wine. And Kyle, you know the rumor that went around when he did that, don't you?
What was that?
That he was stoned.
Well.
And he kind of looks like it if you take a look at his mannerisms, but, you know, but I'm just saying that was the rumor.
Could be.
He had the glassy eyes and was acting real squirrely and... it is what it is. But anyway, we got to get right here to the weather because, boy, we got a mess tonight, folks. A western storm is going to continue producing heavy mountain snow, high winds, critical fire weather in parts of California. That's the least of the problems out there, and much below normal temperatures. Now, isolated severe storms may produce all kinds of hazards from the Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes today. There's been a bunch of tornadoes skipjacking around today in Texas and Oklahoma and parts of Kansas, and there's still some heavy, severe thunderstorm warnings out tonight. I'll tell you where they are in a minute. And an offshore low right now off the coast of North Carolina is going to create a low chance of subtropical development, but in the meantime, it's going to produce locally heavy rain, gusty winds in eastern North Carolina and up through the Jersey coast, Long Island, and up into Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Connecticut. Meanwhile, there's two more systems that are out there that have popped up in the last day in the Caribbean. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, tonight it might be easier to tell our listeners where there's not a wind advisory, freeze watch, or major snowstorm coming in. But that, of course, means that we've got these things all over the West tonight. Winter weather advisories in northern Montana, also through places like Missoula, Montana, moving on down into Wyoming, where they believe a lot of the brunt of the snowfall and harsh weather is really going to hit. Now, primarily, we're seeing that this is going to be mostly mountain snow, but there are some occasions where they believe also that this is going to trickle down into the lower areas as well. So, really, the watchword, of course, is simply be aware of these storms coming through into the Rockies and so forth. As we continue on, we're seeing, again, it's happening up in northern Montana, coming down through Wyoming, down through Colorado, central Colorado, through Denver, over into parts of northern Nevada, and also parts of central Utah as well. We're talking snow in measured in feet, not inches, and it is definitely going to be the very first big winter storm that we're seeing. Hard freeze watches continue in central Utah. Also, hard freeze watches, or freeze watches rather, in Portland, Oregon, all the way down through Medford, so along the I-5 corridor there, you'll have that freezing weather. Freeze watches in southern Idaho near Boise, and the list goes on. Now, the wind advisory, Captain, also is very, very important. It's all throughout the southeast, including the deserts of California, all through Arizona and parts of Nevada as well. These can be very damaging high-speed winds, and so you want to be very careful, especially if you have a high-profile vehicle. They are expecting these gusts to be upwards of 50 miles an hour in places and so forth and persist probably through Tuesday. But the winter storm, of course, coming through mostly Monday and through Monday night.
Well, that's true. And I will go on to mention Rapid City, South Dakota, coming across, getting in that area. You're going to have snow all through there in the higher elevation, so be careful. Now, let's move on down to where we had a lot of problems today with severe weather, starting in the south-central part of Kansas, right straight down I-35, down through Oklahoma City, down into the Metroplex, down towards San Antonio. There's been a major line of severe thunderstorms, some of which caused tornado warnings in the areas down there. No reports yet of damage, but I suspect that there may have been something going on. But we do have right now right on the line, okay, if you're going up I-44, coming out of Tulsa, and you're going towards Missouri, you're going to have rain and a severe thunderstorm watch and warning right in the Joplin area right now over towards Springfield. So you could have some real trouble there on I-44. In addition, there's heavy rainfall north of Missouri line right along the Arkansas area, down all the way down to Texarkana, where we've got a line of what looks like severe thunderstorms and or flood watches and warnings down through there. Coming up I-20, coming out of Dallas, going over towards Louisiana, you've definitely got a line of storms and weather in there. North of Houston, you've got a line of storms in there. Down towards San Antonio, to the north of San Antonio, that's where the bottom part of the line is. It's still down in that area with warnings and watches. And Missouri, the western part of Missouri, up around, let's see here, straight north of Springfield, not quite up to the central part of the state. We've got right there rain and flood watches and warnings through that area as well. And pretty much Oklahoma right now is getting the bulk of the heavy rain and the flooding. So be advised if you're along I-40 going into Arkansas, east of Oklahoma City, you're going to be in it all the way to about Fort Smith. Now, there is some unsettled weather conditions today for the eastern part of Tennessee, for the western part of Virginia in the mountains, so be advised of that. If you're coming up by 81, you could have some fun there. But that's what we got today, and then you got all the tropical weather over there, eastern North Carolina, and up through Jersey and Long Island, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts along the ocean there. All right, we'll tell you more next hour. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more. Hour number two coming right after this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.